The Youth's Instructor, October 22, 1896, Growing Up into Christ. And he said, So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that, the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. There is a change to take place in the sinner. He is to be born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. There are great blessings in store for everyone who will press to the feet of Jesus and learn how to practice His kindness, His courtesy, and love. If we draw daily supplies from the fountain of life, the love of Jesus will flow out in our every action. We shall receive of that wisdom which is from above, which is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. For the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In Jude we read, But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Here is specified the work which we each have to do, but not in our own strength. The apostle encourages all to understand that there is one who is able to keep us from falling and to present us before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. God has not left us, then, without the power to work out our own salvation, but he tells us, It is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do, of his good pleasure. When we were disloyal to the commandments of God, he did not leave us without hope and shun us in our weakness and degradation. It is only human beings who do this, those whose hearts are untouched and unsoftened by the love of God. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Please read the whole of the second chapter of 1 John carefully and prayerfully. If there were no other appeal made to children and youth and persons of mature age than is here recorded, this is sufficient light to teach every soul how to obtain sanctification through Jesus Christ. God wants us to build securely upon the eternal rock, the Word of God. We have been only hearers long enough. Let us now put the important lessons of Christ into practice. He who is a hearer and not a doer of the Word, Christ compares to the man who built his house upon the sand. It needs only the storm of temptation to break upon such, and the foundation they supposed so secure is swept away. How great is the loss to these souls! They might have had eternal life, a life that measures with the life of God, had they built upon the firm foundation.